Bill's internal thoughts about the group of undrafted free agents you've signed and your attitude toward, your thoughts about those guys?
You know, we feel good about those guys. You know, it takes a lot of homework to be able to make sure that we bring the right guys in, and we feel like we did that. You know, we've got guys there that our scouts went out and did a great job of. Our coaches joined in on that, and we feel like those guys are fits. And, you know, they have a lot of work, a lot of catching up to do that are veterans, but we feel going into it that it's a good group of guys.
What's next on the agenda for you guys now? The June mini camp where you get to see some of these rookies on the field?
Right. So, well, we have a rookie mini camp this weekend where we'll have, you know, the rookies here and then some selected young guys from our current roster. And that'll be good because we'll get a good look at them for those 3 days, Friday through Sunday. And then we go back to phase two with everybody for the following week. And then basically right after Memorial Day, we have mini camps. And that's a good time for us, again, to keep watching these guys and how they fit into our different schemes and how they compete and how they learn and all those things. And to this point, it's you know, I think it's been a very productive offseason.
What kind of message do you give these rookies when they get out there at mini camp?
You know, I think it's very difficult. I think when you come in here as a rookie, it's a big jump. And so I think they need to get with our program, get in their playbooks, learn how to take care of their bodies, study extra film, watch the veterans. You know, for instance, you're coming in here to play on a defense with some of the guys we have, you know, J.J. Watt and some of these guys, you know, get ready to learn from them and follow the lead on how they work and how they compete. And, you know, I think if guys come in here with that type of mindset that they're going to put their head down and go to work, then they'll be okay. You know, don't worry about things that you can't control. Just come out there every day and try to get better, and that's usually what we tell them.
Do you have an early thought about bringing a guy like Boswell in here to compete with Randy Bullock?
You know, again, the whole goal is in the draft process and free agency is to try to create the most competitive roster you can create. You know, where guys go out there every day and they know that they have to go out and compete and perform and play to the best of their ability. So at any position, whoever we brought in, you know, that's the mindset.
When you go into that rookie camp and there's that many new guys, how do you go about evaluating them in that three-span process? Because there's so many new guys all coming in at you at once.
There's a lot of reps. Yeah. There's a lot of time on the field, a lot of meeting time. You know, there's no basically restrictions on how long we can work with the rookies during this weekend. You know, so you have them in there from morning to noon to night, and you're able to evaluate them in the meeting room. You're able to evaluate them on the field, and you know, you're able to see, kind of, you know, observe what they do extra on their own. And so you know, it's really an opportunity for them and an opportunity for us to come in and get to know each other, and they get with our program and see how it goes.
Is it different than when you bring in a fresh group at the college level and you start those workouts, just because it's a whole group of a large group of guys coming in at the same time?
I think it's a big difference. You know, I think in college, when you're bringing freshmen in, is that what you mean?
When
you bring freshmen in, you know, you're bringing in a 17, 18 year old kid, and here you're bringing in a young man who has played in college and now he's making the jump to the pros, and there's a definite maturation process that took place with that young man in college, and now let's see how he can make the jump to the pros.